All men should honor Jesus. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead, and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father who has sent him. John chapter 5 verses 19-23. Honor comes from the Father. I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? John chapter 5 verses 41-47. Serving Jesus brings the honor of the Father. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew, and they went to tell Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor them. John chapter 12, 20-26. This is really important. You have to know this. The honor of Jesus Christ is not a suggestion, it is a divine requirement. The Father has entrusted all judgment to the Son so that all men, without exception, should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. To reject or diminish the Son is to reject the Father himself. Jesus does not seek honor from men, for true honor comes from God alone. And that honor is reserved for those who believe in him, who follow him, and who serve him. To such, the Father promises his own honor. Therefore, let every heart examine itself. Do you honor Jesus as you honor the Father? Have you laid down your own life to serve the one who gave his life for you? The time has come to cast aside the honor that comes from men and to seek the honor that comes only from God. And the Father will give that honor to one kind of person, the one who serves and follows his Son. Honor the Son. Serve him. Follow him. For the Father himself will honor you.